Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of chapter 9, we were taught that God uses his angels to carry out his judgments against man. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
These passages are referring to the return of Jesus Christ, not at the rapture, but at the end of the seven-year tribulation when he actually comes and touches down on earth. And then these angels are with him as he's coming in great glory, but they're going to be used in carrying out these judgments. Consider that in the Old Testament, one angel killed 70,000 Jews when David sinned by numbering them. One angel also killed 185,000 of the Assyrian army in one night. Oftentimes, God will use angels in the judgment of men. So we see these angels are involved in these judgments. You'll notice that the only symbolic language in verses 1 and 2 is the word as the smoke of a great furnace. But it has already used non-symbolic terminology to show that this is a literal smoke. So the symbolism is referring to a kind of smoke. We are told a star falls from heaven. I believe it's an angel of God, and that's why I gave you all these verses on angels here at the outset. Angels sometimes are referred to as stars in Scripture. Job speaks of when the morning stars sang together. That was before the fall. And so we have in the Scriptures here angels being used by the Lord in judgment. And then we see even at the end there where Satan and his angels are cast out, and that the hell was prepared for Satan and his angels. Now the word fall in verse 1, again where it says, "And I saw a star fall from heaven," is what the Greek scholars call a perfect participle, which means something that has happened in the past but has a continuing result. Now, whether this fall is in an actual meteor hitting the earth, I don't know. But I believe the idea shows the effect of it will go on from that point forward. Now, many, if not most, believe that the angel will be Lucifer himself. And still others think it may be Christ. However, this pastor thinks it is an angel from heaven whom God has given this duty. We must remember that he gave angels the duties of killing and other things in the Old Testament. Plus, at the cross, he told Peter that he could have called 12 legions of angels, and they would have destroyed them all. Just think of what they could have done to that crowd if one angel destroyed 185,000 in one night. What could just one angel do to that crowd that was there at Calvary? Now, above all, we remember that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell is so horrific that the devils who entered the swine asked not to be sent there before the time. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 29 through 31, it says, "And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" and there was a good way off from them, and heard of swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, If thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. You see, my friend, devils do not do the tormenting in hell as some have tried to portray. They don't do that. That's not their job in hell, and they won't be doing that. And yet there are those that teach that they do. Well, they don't, and so you have just heard it from me, because hell was prepared for them. It was prepared to torment them. And if something will torment super spirits, just think of what it does to the spirits of men who died without Christ. We must remember that as hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, he's not going to put a devil or Satan or one of his top lieutenants in charge of this bottomless pit. It's going to be one of his own angels. And we're told it's a bottomless pit. Bottomless is from the Greek word abyssos, from which we get our English word abyss. It seems like this pit is the abode of the spirits of devils who have been sent there before the time, before the end of the age when they'll all be cast there forever. Satan does not torment men in hell again because he is there to be tormented himself. Now, we need to think of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament days, there were four compartments to hell. And it was all under that one general terminology, but let me just give you how that was divided up. First of all, there was paradise. I believe paradise now is in heaven. When Jesus ascended up into heaven, he took paradise up there with him. In Ephesians 4, 8 through 10, wherefore he saith, when he, that is Jesus, ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, that is those in paradise that were down there in the earth in the place called paradise, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? Before he ascended up to heaven, he had to descend into the earth to take these up. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And so we see that paradise is now in heaven, and we find that it's sometimes referred to as the third heaven. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 and 4, Paul speaks of being caught up into the third heaven, and he called it paradise. After this is a place called the Great Gulf. We read about that in Luke chapter 16, verse 26, where he says, And beside all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Now, you remember the story of the rich man in hell. He could see Lazarus in Abraham's bosom, and he asked if Lazarus might be sent down there to him, that Lazarus might put his finger in water and just touch his tongue, because he was tormented in his flame. That tells you that there is a flame in hell, and there's still that drive for thirst that just can't be quenched or satisfied. But there was this great gulf that prevented them from coming over. And so you had paradise, and then after that, the great gulf. And then the next area is Hades. We call it hell. Luke 16:23, And in hell, in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments. Yes, man is tormented in this place, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Now you say, well, there's an eternal lake of fire, Brother Andy, the Bible speaks of, and is that different than this place you're talking about right now that's a fire? Yes, it is different. Hell and death will deliver up all that are in it, then they'll be cast into the lake of fire. And the best way to look at that, see, the present-day hell that a man goes to when he dies is like county jail, and then the eternal lake is like prison. And if you'll keep that pictured in your mind, then you'll have an idea of the difference. And it's in this place, hell, that was in the lower parts of the earth, that those without Christ, those without salvation, they would go there, and they would be tormented, and it would be a flame. Now, you also see that he looked up, the Bible tells us, that as he was in hell, he lift up his eyes. I believe that at that time, you might say it was stacked, one on top of the other. The first was paradise, and below it was the great gulf, and then hell. And as he looked up, Abraham and Lazarus looked down. I wonder how many times he thought of Lazarus when he would walk out his door and see that man full of sores and look down upon him. And so here he is in this place, and he is there, and he's going to be tormented there until the right throne judgment, when he'll be cast into the lake of fire. He did ask that his brothers be warned about this place, and that if Lazarus or somebody could go to him from the dead. The man in hell doesn't want other people to go to hell. He wants his loved ones warned about this place, this terrible place. Now the fourth place, it's below the place called hell or Hades. The fourth one below that is a place called Tartarus. We get that from 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell. By the way, the word hell there is from the Greek word Tartarus. And delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto the judgment. Now when you go back to the passage in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, we find that Jesus descended into the lower parts, but he didn't descend into the lowest part, to Tartarus. We do know, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, that he preached to the spirits in prison. Now some say, do you mean that Jesus Christ actually burned in hell? No, he didn't burn in hell, because hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus suffered all the suffering that needed to take place for our sins on the cross. He took it on the cross. When he said, it is finished, it was finished for all the suffering that needed to be inflicted upon man. What you must remember is that hell, the eternal lake of fire, will have the Lamb and the angels tormenting them. For we read in Revelation 14, verse 10, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks,
saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.